We've seen the problems in education and justice, but there's a deeper crisis. Most people don't even understand what AI is doing in their lives. I just interviewed a grandmother who thought her bank's loan rejection was reviewed by a person. She had no idea an algorithm made that decision in milliseconds.
That's exactly what I'm finding in my research. The obfuscation is deliberate. Companies wrap AI systems in human-sounding language. Our team reviewed your application when it's pure automation. How can people advocate for themselves when they don't even know what they're up against?
I see this every day at the library. People come in asking for help with computer problems that are actually algorithmic decisions affecting their lives. Yesterday, a man couldn't understand why every job site showed him only warehouse positions. He didn't realize the AI was profiling him based on his zip code.
Luis, that's disturbing. What patterns are you seeing?
The knowledge gap isn't about technical details. It's about basic awareness. People don't recognize when AI is making decisions about them. They think Netflix just knows what they like, not that it's running constant experiments on their behavior.
The media literacy angle is crucial here. I work with community groups, not schools, and the deepfake crisis is real. Last month, a local candidate had a fake video surface showing her saying things she never said. Most viewers couldn't tell it was generated.
I've been covering this beat for 5 years, and the language barrier is massive. Tech companies use terms like machine learning and neural networks specifically to sound impressive while revealing nothing. When I translate these systems into plain language, people get angry. They realize they've been deceived.
Nadia, can you give us an example of that translation?
Sure. A credit card company says their advanced AI system evaluates your creditworthiness using cutting-edge technology. Translation: we feed your shopping history, location data, and social media activity into a black box that spits out yes or no. People are shocked when they understand the real process. From a UX perspective, the deception is often built into the interface. We're trained to make AI seem magical rather than mechanical. Those friendly chatbots? They're designed to make you forget you're talking to a database.
Diana, you're saying this confusion is intentional?
Absolutely. I've sat in meetings where we discussed how to make algorithmic decisions feel human and caring. The goal is to prevent users from questioning the system. If people understood how these decisions actually work, they'd demand changes.
This connects to critical thinking frameworks. We need to teach people to ask, who made this decision? Can it be appealed? What data was used? But most don't even know these are the right questions.
Here's what breaks my heart. Seniors trying to navigate healthcare AI. They call automated phone systems thinking they'll reach a person. They don't understand their insurance claims are being evaluated by algorithms trained to minimize payouts.
The healthcare literacy gap is enormous. Patients don't realize their doctor might be required to follow AI treatment recommendations, or that their symptoms are being pattern matched against a database rather than individually evaluated.
Let's dig deeper into these specific domains. Miguel, what are you seeing with media literacy?
The deepfake issue is just the tip. People can't identify AI-generated text in news articles, AI voices in podcasts, or manipulated images in advertising. But worse, they don't know to look for it. They assume human creation unless explicitly told otherwise.
And news outlets aren't helping. We use AI to write financial reports and sports summaries, but rarely disclose it. Readers consume AI-generated content daily without knowing. How can they develop critical evaluation skills in that environment? The consumer space is equally problematic. People don't understand that their personalized experience online is actually a narrowing prison. Each recommendation makes their world smaller, but it feels like discovery.
Can you elaborate on that prison metaphor?
Imagine you buy hiking boots. The AI notes this and starts showing you outdoor gear. You click some items. Now it thinks you're outdoorsy. Your entire online experience shifts. Ads, articles, even job postings skew outdoors related. You're seeing less of the world, not more, but it feels tailored just for you.
I explain it to patrons like this. It's like having a friend who only tells you things they think you want to hear. Eventually, you lose touch with reality because your information diet is so filtered.
But people need more than metaphors. They need frameworks for understanding AI's role in their lives. I've been developing what I call AI presence awareness, teaching people to spot when algorithms are involved.
Walk us through that framework.
First, timing. If a decision happens instantly, loan approval, content recommendation, customer service response, it's likely algorithmic. Humans need time to think. Second, scale. If something happens to millions simultaneously, price changes, feed updates, it's automated. Third, personalization at scale. Humans can't customize experiences for millions individually.
That's brilliant for detection, but what about response? Once people recognize AI involvement, then what?
That's where critical questions come in. Who benefits from this AI decision? What data trained it? Can I opt out? Can I appeal? These questions shift power back to users.
But companies actively discourage these questions. Try finding out how Instagram's algorithm works. They'll give you vague platitudes about showing content you love while hiding the engagement-maximizing machinery underneath. The black box excuse is particularly insidious. Companies claim their AI is too complex to explain, but that's often false. They could explain it, they choose not to because transparency would reveal manipulation.
Luis, you work with diverse communities. How do cultural and linguistic barriers affect AI literacy?
Enormously. First-generation immigrants often come from countries with different tech landscapes. They trust systems here that they shouldn't. A woman from rural Mexico told me she thought the government unemployment website was personally reviewing her case because it used her name. She waited months for a person to respond.
Language compounds this. AI literacy materials are rarely translated well. Technical terms become even more opaque. How do you explain algorithmic bias to someone whose first language doesn't have equivalent concepts?
In my media literacy workshops, I start with experiences, not definitions. I ask, have you noticed Facebook showing you ads for things you talked about? Everyone has. That opens the door to explaining data collection and targeting.
Story-based learning works. I wrote about a delivery driver whose routes were optimized by AI to be impossible, requiring illegal left turns and ignoring traffic patterns. Readers understood immediately how AI can be dangerously disconnected from reality. We need visual literacy too. People should understand that clean interfaces often hide complex systems. That simple star rating, it might weight recent reviews more heavily, filter out certain reviewers, or boost ratings from verified purchasers. The simplicity is deceptive.
Let's talk workplace AI literacy. People are being managed by algorithms without knowing it.
The workplace might be where AI literacy is most urgent. Automated scheduling systems don't care if you have childcare. Performance tracking doesn't understand context. But workers don't know they can challenge these systems.
I helped a warehouse worker who was fired by algorithm. His bathroom breaks exceeded the AI's threshold. No human ever evaluated whether he had a medical condition. He didn't know he could demand human review.
This is where collective understanding matters. If one worker recognizes algorithmic management, they're labeled a troublemaker. If all workers understand it, they can demand transparency and fairness.
But companies actively prevent this collective understanding. Amazon delivery drivers can't see each other's routes or compare algorithmic decisions. The isolation is intentional. The UI reinforces this. Each worker sees only their personal dashboard, creating an illusion of individual treatment when everyone's getting the same algorithmic management.
What about financial AI literacy? Credit scores, loan algorithms, insurance, these directly impact people's lives.
Financial AI might be the most opaque. People know they have a credit score, but not that it's calculated differently by each bureau, that it can change based on who's asking, or that AI models now incorporate non-financial data.
I see heartbreak around this daily. A couple was denied a mortgage because the AI flagged their neighborhood as declining. They had perfect payment history, good income, but lived in the wrong zip code. They didn't understand how to fight a geographic algorithm.
Financial literacy programs still teach balanced checkbooks while ignoring algorithmic decision-making. People need to understand how their digital footprints affect their financial futures.
The predatory potential is enormous. Payday loan apps use AI to determine the exact maximum amount someone will borrow. They know precisely how much debt you can handle before defaulting. It's algorithmic exploitation. And the interfaces make it feel helpful. Congratulations, you're approved for $500. No mention that the AI calculated this as the maximum profitable extraction from your financial situation.
This brings us to solutions. How do we build real AI literacy?
Start with concepts, not tools. People need mental models for how AI works, pattern matching, training data, optimization goals. Once they grasp these, they can apply them everywhere.
Libraries could be AI literacy centers. We already teach basic computer skills. Add how to spot AI in your life workshops. Make it practical. Bring your phone bills, loan denials, job rejections. Let's decode them together.
Media literacy must evolve. It's not enough to evaluate sources. People need to question whether content is human-generated, understand recommendation algorithms, recognize manipulation techniques.
Journalism has a role. We need to consistently identify AI involvement in stories. An algorithm denied the claim. AI-generated content, automated decision, make the invisible visible. Design can help too. What if every AI decision had a mandatory disclosure? Not buried in terms of service, but right there. This recommendation was generated by AI based on your browsing history.
Would companies ever accept such transparency?
Not voluntarily, but public pressure can force change. Remember nutrition labels? Companies fought them for decades. Now they're normal. We need the same for AI decisions.
Community organizing matters here. When our library started AI literacy programs, word spread. People came angry about algorithmic injustices they'd suffered. That anger, channeled into collective action, creates pressure.
Cross-generational teaching is powerful. Teens understand TikTok's algorithm intuitively. They can explain it to grandparents better than any expert. But grandparents understand systemic manipulation from lived experience. They can contextualize it for teens.
We need new vocabulary, too. Algorithm sounds neutral. What if we said decision-making software programmed to maximize profit? Language shapes understanding, and metaphors that stick. I tell people AI is like a very fast intern who only knows what you taught them and never questions whether the task makes sense. It captures both the power and limitations.
Let's get specific about frameworks people can use today.
The TRACE method: time, responsibility, alternatives, consequences, evidence. When facing any automated system, ask how quickly was this decided? Who's responsible if it's wrong? What are my alternatives? What happens if I don't comply? What evidence was used?
I teach the three whys. Why is this being shown to me? Why now? Why this specific version? It reveals targeting, timing, and manipulation.
For media, I use depth. Detect AI involvement, examine the purpose, probe the source, think about agenda, hand verify when possible. It slows down consumption and builds critical habits.
In my reporting, I always include an AI box, a sidebar explaining any algorithmic involvement in the story. Readers learn to look for it. They start questioning stories without it. For apps and services, check the About section. If they mention AI or machine learning, dig deeper. What are they optimizing for? Engagement? Revenue? Your well-being is rarely the goal.
How do we handle the emotional component? People feel helpless against these systems.
Acknowledge the power imbalance while building agency. Yes, these systems are powerful, but they're not infallible. They're built by humans, often poorly, and understanding them is the first step to resistance.
I've seen empowerment happen in real time. A woman realized the job site showing her only minimum wage work was algorithmic, not personal. She created a new profile with a different zip code and suddenly saw better opportunities. Small victories build confidence.
Collective understanding reduces shame. People think algorithmic rejection reflects personal failure. When they realize everyone faces these opaque systems, solidarity emerges.
Stories of successful resistance inspire. I covered activists who gamed Amazon's algorithm to recommend union materials to warehouse workers. David can sometimes redirect Goliath. Teaching people to be intentionally illegible to algorithms can be empowering. Use cache. Browse randomly, create noise in your data, It's digital self-defense.
As we wrap up, what's the single most important thing for AI literacy?
Recognition. People must first realize when AI is present in their lives. Everything else builds from that awareness.
Questions. Develop the habit of asking, is a human making this decision? It's simple but revolutionary.
Skepticism. Assume AI involvement until proven otherwise. The burden of proof should be on systems to demonstrate human oversight.
Translation. Demand plain language explanations. If they can't explain it simply, they're hiding something. Agency. Remember, you can often opt out, complain, or seek alternatives. The feeling of powerlessness is partially manufactured.
Our investigation reveals AI literacy isn't about understanding neural networks. It's about recognizing when algorithms shape our lives and knowing how to respond. From healthcare to hiring, credit to criminal justice, these systems operate in shadow. Bringing them into light is the first step toward accountability. The patterns are clear: deliberate obfuscation, hidden optimization for profit, and designed helplessness. But understanding breaks the spell. When people grasp what's happening, they get appropriately angry. That anger, channeled through collective action and practical frameworks, can force transparency. AI literacy is ultimately about power: who has it, who lacks it, and how understanding shifts the balance. The crisis isn't that AI is too complex to understand. It's that someone profits from our confusion.